On health, the Ministry of Health says there is no pressure from government or any authority on the management of the Accra Psychiatric Hospital to reopen the outpatients department. The PRO of the hospital, Tony Goodman, who denied media reports, told Radio Ghana's George Ankara that management of the hospital rather called on the health minister to discuss their challenges.
The Mental Health Authority and its board, the managers of the various psychiatric hospitals in this country, were in the Honorable Minister for Health's office last week, specifically Friday, to actually inform him about what they described as disrespect and breakdown of channel of communication from the authority to the hospital and the Ministry of Health, because they don't see why the hospital on its own can shut down a facility without recourse to the authority. So they came to the minister to inform the minister that they were going to deal with that particular problem, and it is not fair and it's not ideal. It has never occurred before, and it's not right for any manager of an institution to say, I'm shutting down a public facility. So they came to inform the minister and also inform the minister that they needed money to offset some debt, and reported to the minister that they had a meeting with Ministry of Finance to actually operationalize the mental health fund, which all stakeholders across board have identified that will be the magic to solve the problem of perennial shortage of food supply in the various psychiatric hospitals.
Mr. Goodman, why is it so that persistently we find this outcry about shortage of payment and lack of money and all that? Whose fault is this?
It is also a managerial issue, one, because if you are talking about shortage of material, it goes into management and it's administrative. If government releases money, you were supposed to take care of about four people. At the end of the day, you have more than four to take care of, because when you're talking about mental health issues, it's a different ballgame. Government pays 100% of their care. So you would want to take care of four people. At the end of the day, you have more than four because of some lifestyle we've also adopted as a country. Some people have adopted in a country. So if somebody lives in a psychiatric hospital today and it's not well and you are moving that person to a different facility, it's purely government. Relatives pick their relatives, go to the hospitals, dump them there and leave. The upkeep becomes the responsibility of government, and it's a huge money. We make sure that we donate or we send money. We actually give them budgets to manage these persons. But what all of us have identified in the Mental Health Act is to create a mental health fund where money from dedicated source of funding will be going into that fund. Then they'll be using that money to take care of the patient, because that would not be one-off payment. It will actually be a continuous payment into the account. Just last week, they've agreed on the source of funding. We're only waiting to send that document to Ministry of Attorney General and Justice so that quickly they will look at that particular and then input that into the LI to operationalize the Mental Health Act. So that is where we are. We can send whatever we have. The problem will still be there, because they need a fund that will be dedicated for this sort of thing.
PRO of the Ministry of Health, Tony Goodman.